Mentioned the North Sea, you're investing heavily now in the Cromarty Firth. Where does it leave those who work in the oil industry? A recent study by Robert Gordon University warns that tens of thousands of jobs are at risk if urgent and coordinated action isn't taken immediately.
Well, I've already engaged with the industry since becoming Secretary of State for Scotland just a couple of weeks ago, and I can assure your listeners and those workers that oil and gas will have a key role to play in our energy mix for decades to come. Of course, the North Sea is now a mature basin, but it is critical that we take the right steps to make sure that we are supporting those workers who continue to make a very significant contribution to Scotland's economy.
But is anything being done in the Freeport area that could perhaps benefit those workers, those industries which support the North Sea?
Well, I think one of the key understandings is the skills and capabilities that some of our most advanced workers in the oil and gas industry have are actually incredibly well suited to renewable technology. Thinking in terms of one energy economy, I think, is the way of the future. And in that sense, we need to make sure that there is a genuine transition to make sure those workers who are working in oil and gas today, in many years to come, will be able not just to continue to work in the mature basin that is the North Sea, but also potentially contribute their skills to the kind of investment that we're now seeing come in, not just here in Inverness, but in the Port of Nigg and Ardersier and elsewhere.